If you ever thought about becoming a freelancer but wondered if you could make it, you've come to the right place. This is Freelance Can I Really Make It, the podcast where we talk about the ups and downs of being a self-employed freelancer, entrepreneur, whether you're a photographer like me or a singer, songwriter, poet, artist, clothing designer, whatever the case may be. We discuss all the downs and things that we have to deal with as freelancers, but also the ups, the solutions. Welcome. My name is Ahmed. I'm Creative Roberson. Let's get on with the show.
Embrace and acknowledge your current situation. Acknowledge it like, I know what's going on. I know that it's not necessarily optimal, but I'm going to embrace it in the sense that I'm not going to fight it. Because if you sit there and fight it, all you're doing is literally fighting yourself. You're going in circles trying to resolve something that can be fixed, absolutely can be fixed, but not if you're just sitting there dwelling on it, stressing yourself out over it. Of course, things are going to be stressful and they're hard to deal with. That just comes with the territory. That just comes with life. But if you don't sit there and work on a solution to find your way out of your current situation, that's when you're going to lose. That's when you lost. You have to embrace it to say, okay, I'm in a jacked up situation right now. You're acknowledging it. You're embracing it. It's part of acceptance. You know, it's part of those, the bad example for me to use is like grieving, you know, but what are those stages where, you know, you go through acceptance? First, you disbelief, acceptance. Matter of fact, let me go ahead and look it up right now. I didn't want to get into a full on discussion about grieving, but let's see. Stages of grief. Okay, let's see. What are the five stages of grief? Denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. So denial, that's not fully like grief, because you're not going to deny your situation. Anger, yeah, you're going to be angry that you're in it. You know, bargaining, hey, I'm not going to lie. I've had myself in situations like, man, let me just please get out of this situation. But, you know, you don't want to, if you believe in manifestation and manifesting your future and what you believe in, I do 100%. And I've manifested my way to where I am now. You know, I'm a firm believer in that. So if you do believe in that, you don't want to bargain for the lowest possible outcome just to get yourself out of your current situation. If you're going to bargain, bargain big. I mean, look, it takes the same amount of energy to bargain for $5 as it does to bargain for $5 million. I mean, look, it's all relative, right? Money's money, whether it be $5 or $5 million. It takes the same amount of energy, same amount of effort, same amount of manifestation. If you believe in manifesting things, it takes the same amount of energy. If you're going to ask, why not ask big? Because what if you ask for $5 and somebody's like, yeah, I'll give you $5. And then you turn around and say, man, I wanted to ask for $5 million. And they're like, well, you should have. Then you're going to be like, oh, man, only if I would have asked for that $5 million. And then the next stage is depression. Yeah, if your situation is jacked up, you can get a little depressed about it. You can get it depressed. And that's where I'm talking about embracing it. Don't get depressed about it. Embrace it. Like, look, man, it is what it is. And when I say embrace, I don't mean embrace like with open arms and big hugs. Like, yeah, I'm jacked up, but it's all good. No, by no means do I mean that. What I mean by embracing it is like, it is what it is. I'm here. I'm in it. Now, let me work towards finding a resolution. And that's where, if you look at these five stages of grief, even though grief is the worst example, but I needed something to kind of correlate this, you know, bring it all together. The last stage would be acceptance. Acceptance. You know your situation's jacked up. You've accepted that. Along with embracing it, means you're not going to fight it. So now you have to work on a resolution, work on a solution. They even have another one. Let's see. They have seven stages of grief. Let's see what the seventh is. Shock, denial, anger, bargaining, depression, except in processing grief. Well, let's replace the word grief with your situation. Let's process your situation. So in processing it, what I like to do is I am big on, like I said, manifesting your future. And part of that in my manifestation process is creating vision boards. I write notes. I create vision boards and I have them all around my desk. Look, man, this ain't Instagram where you look at people's desks and they're all beautified and colorful with LED lights and stuff. My desk is not a tornado, but it's a little bit of a storm here. It's an organized mess. But within this organized mess, I have notes everywhere. I use multiple computer monitors when I'm editing photos for various reasons. And on one of my monitors, I have one of my affirmations, I guess, one of my manifestations, one of my notes. And one of my notes is, I've talked about this before, my was day. Was as in W-A-S, like I was unhappy. I was stressing out. I was broke. I was broken. Anything that's was is the past tense. And it's not the past tense in the form of holding on to the past, but it's the past tense in referencing something for your testimony. I was broke. Not like, man, I remember when I had money and everything was good. No, we're doing the opposite of that. We're going to say I was broke when I didn't have any money because we're moving forward. We're manifesting moving forward. In moving forward, we're manifesting our greatness. Our history is just that. It is history. It is no more. So when I talk about our was day, that's the day I was stressed out when business was slow, when money was low, when stress was high. You know, all those things are gone. And also within that, like I said, I make my vision boards. My vision boards, they're on my computer, they're on my phone, they're on my lock screen. Every time I turn on my phone, every time I turn on my computer, the first thing I see is my vision board. And I have my plans that I'm trying to manifest, the manifestation of my future. And it's coming. 2020 threw us all through a loop. 2020 was jacked up for a lot of people. And that, honestly, it threw my vision boards off a little bit, but I alter them just a little bit just as we move forward in the future. I don't want to get into the habit or I don't want you to get into the habit of always altering your vision board every time something goes wrong, because if you do that, you're not going to be able to manifest your original vision. I mean, yeah, our visions change, but what I mean is, what if you created a vision board and then something goes awry? Okay, let me change this. Something goes awry. Let me change this shit. You're going to be constantly changing your vision board just to fit your current situation. And that might not necessarily be good. I mean, it takes time for things to manifest. You know, I'm on my, I'd say, second and a half vision board. Ever since I really got into it, I'm on my second and a half vision board. And this is my second and a half manifestation, meaning my very first vision board that I was very serious about. I want to say I created it mid to late 2016. And then in 2018, oh man, I am beyond thankful. And I'm still in shock, to be honest. Well, I was in shock back when I did it, but I believe in the manifestation 100%. The vision board that I created late 2016, everything on it, every single thing on it came true in 2018, mid to late 2018. So realistically, it took about 2 years. I know that sucks and nobody wants to hear that it takes 2 years. Hey, sometime it can take 2 months. There's no set window of when your manifestation is going to take place. There's no set window. There's no set time. So there's no way to say I wrote this vision board in 2023 and it's not going to come true until 2025 or 2026. There's no guideline. There's no, well, I wouldn't say guideline. There's no concrete set in stone plan of action to where it's got to work. There's no rule. That's what I'm trying to get at. There's no rule to say that your vision board has to take that long to manifest. Mine just did because of the situation that I was in. I've since altered it, of course, because everything that I made in 2016 came true in 2018. So therefore, I had to create a new vision board. And like I said, with 2020 coming around, it jacked everything up for a lot of people. So only half the things that I had for my newest vision board at the time came true. So I eliminated those things that actually came to fruition, came to life, and I put it on my newest, most current vision board. But I see that vision board every single day. I manifest what's on that vision board. I work on manifesting it. I meditate. I'm not necessarily a religious person, so I wouldn't say that I pray, but some people equate meditating to prayer. So if that be the case, then that is what it is. But that's what I do. I visualize. I write out my plans of action. I have sticky notes all over my computer, all over my desk, all over my monitor, affirmations, sticky notes, all those things, because I embrace and acknowledge my situation, and then I look for ways to get out of my situation. I have a plan of action. I know I often loosely say that I'm looking to retire by the time I turn 48. Hell, man, I want to retire now that I'm 47. Today, as I'm recording this, is January 16th at 11:41 a.m. I'm telling you right now, by 11:41 a.m., still within this minute, I will retire today, right now, if I could. Right now, if I could. And that is part of my vision board. That is part of my vision for the future, my manifestation for the future. That's my plan to retire. It'll be a soft retirement, but still, I have my goal. I have my vision, and I'm working on manifesting it every single day. Some days I have good days that get me that much closer to my goal. Some days I have bad days that take me completely away from my goal, but I'm still in it. Still in it. And that's why I'm here, to encourage you guys to stay in it, because there are times where you're going to feel like giving up. You're going to feel like stepping away and saying you can't do this. But I've spoken to you guys multiple times about one of my biggest fears being stepping away right before your number was called. Oh, man, I think that would have to be the absolute worst. Only thing worse than that would be losing every single thing, you know, and I mean, I get it. It can be a possibility, and that's not just a possibility for freelancers. That's a possibility for anybody. I've seen CEOs get let go from Fortune 500 companies, people who thought their lives were set in stone, you know, like they could never, ever lose no matter what. And they lost. So it's not that everything that possibly can go wrong only happens to us freelancers. Our field is a little bit more difficult sometimes, because I explained to some people, you know, they say, why don't you get a regular 9-to-5 job? I don't want a regular 9-to-5 job, because you get capped in a regular 9-to-5 job. Salary cap, position cap, promotion cap. With our freelancing, there is absolutely no limit to how far we can go, what we can do, how much money we can make. We are creatives. We create our own future. Our future, our destiny lies in our hands, and we're not fully reliant on one person, one job that's going to get us there. We work multiple jobs. You know, if you freelance, you're out there like, hey, somebody needs me. I'm here to work, here to work, here to work, here to work. That's what we do. That's on my vision board too. You know, like I have my soft retirement in mind, but I have a list of people that I will continue to work with, those that I won't. But that's part of my plan. That's part of me embracing my current situation and wanting to change it. And honestly, I don't like change. I hate change, man, for the most part, because you work so hard to get somewhere. I don't want to work this hard to accomplish things on my vision board just to change them and then start all over again. You know, people say embrace the change. Nah, that's one thing I don't embrace. I don't embrace the change because, again, I've worked so hard to build what I consider to be my happy place. Why would I want to change that? It took me forever to get to where I consider myself happy. Why would I want to change that? No challenge, no change, stuff like that. Nah, man, bump that. I don't want to be challenged. The challenge is getting to your goal. Once you've accomplished your goal, there's no more challenge. I'm not going to create a new challenge. And that's not to say that I'm just super lazy and I just want to sit on a couch and veg out. No, but I don't think life, like life as a whole, is about work. Going to work, going to work, going to work. And, you know, sometimes people say, oh, man, if you don't have a job, what are you going to do? Anything. Anything. What about those things that you want to do when you're stuck at your job and you wish you had the days off to go do something? That's what I would do if I wasn't working. I'd do everything that I wish I was doing while I was stuck at work. But now that I don't have to work, that's what I would do. But I digress. I'm just going off in my own little tangent about things that I have on my vision board. But, you know, it's all relative. You know, it comes back full circle again. Like I said, embrace and acknowledge your current situation, but don't accept it. Don't accept it. You know, acknowledge it like, yeah, it's jacked up. Embrace it. Don't fight it. Yeah, okay, it's jacked up, but I'm not about to sit here and just stew. Not going to sit here and stew in myself and just be mad, stewing like, man, I'm jacked up, ain't nothing to do. No, keep fighting. And it's hard to keep fighting. But, you know, I came up with a life motto for myself. Well, one of my life mottos. And it is simply, there's no quit in me. There's no quit. And I know you're thinking, well, didn't you just say you wanted to retire? Retiring is not quitting. It's stopping the chase for me. That doesn't mean I'm quitting. Like I said, it'll be a soft retirement. I'll still work with certain people because I still love to do what I do. I love the craft. I love the art, but I don't love the chase, meaning I have to chase jobs and chase new contracts. I'm tired of the hustle. I'm tired of the chase. That's why I'm manifesting my retirement. And I'm not even going to call it early retirement because I never adapted the work until you're 75, 80, 90 years old until you die life motto or life plan or American dream or whatever you want to call it. I never adapted that, never accepted it. And I don't want to acknowledge it because it's not in my future. Not at all. I am not going to sit here and work until I'm 70, 80 something years old. Not for anybody else. I work on my own time. But see, then by me doing a soft retirement, it brings it back to why I got into this initially as a hobby. You know, I started my photography as a hobby, realized I got good, was good at it, and actually had a chance to make some money at it and make a career out of it, which I did. But initially, it started off as a hobby. That's where my passion came from. That's where my love came from. Certain clients that I have right now, we work on a level to where it still feels like I'm working as a hobby as opposed to work and being stiff and being pressure and having somebody over your shoulder. I don't get down like that. I don't like that at all. I don't like the feeling whatsoever. That's why I'm trying to get away from it. Well, that's why I'm going to get away from it. That's why I'm manifesting my leave, my retirement real soon, very soon. It is on my vision board and it will happen. Just waiting for it to happen, you know. But in the meantime, I'm embracing my current situation, embracing what I'm dealing with. I acknowledge it and I work accordingly. And you can do the same. Do not let your situation get the best of you. Do not give up in your situation. If you're chasing something and it's difficult, everything. I mean, think about, you know, before you decided to be a full-time freelancer and you had your 9-to-5, you had to work hard to get that 9-to-5. And then when you stepped away from that 9-to-5 and became a freelancer, you had to work hard to make your first dollar as a freelancer and stay consistent making money as a freelancer. So if you were able to do that, why can't you do this now? You know, just embrace it, accept it, and move with it. Because if you give up, again, I've said this in the last episode and maybe the episode before that. If you give up and then somebody finally calls your number and they want you and they need you and you say, oh man, I stepped away from it a while ago, but I just need some more practice. I'll get back into it. And they're like, nah, man, we needed you to move right now. We thought you were still in the game. And they had a huge contract for you. And you messed around and smoked it off because you stepped away too soon. There is nothing worse to me than spending your life, the greater part of your life, developing, creating your own empire, creating your own entity, your own identity, and thinking that you're not going to be able to make it, stepping away from it, getting the call and not being ready for it. Oh, man. Oh, I can't even imagine the pain. I don't want to imagine the pain. So therefore, I'm going to stop talking about it. And we're going to end this episode with affirmations like I did last time, or better yet, positive thoughts, man. You know, pay it forward. Pay it forward with something as simply as a smile. People are going through it. 2023 has seemed to be pretty jacked up for a lot of people right now. People are still going through it. I don't think anybody's fully gotten over 2020. So maybe a smile can help somebody. I've seen people caught up in themselves, just sitting there thinking, lost in themselves, and not smile and say hello. And we'd have a conversation for just a short minute. And that little conversation brightened their day. It took the frown and turned it into a smile. Or let's say it took the frown and turned it upside down, you know, made them happy. And that's what we're here for, to make each other happy, to smile. That's life to me. Life ain't about work and stress. Life is about being happy, happy with each other, happy with ourselves, happy making somebody else happy. That's the goal. Pay it forward. And you can also pay it forward by spreading the word. Let everybody know about this podcast. Maybe it's something I'm saying in this that can help somebody. And if so, you'll be paying it forward by spreading the word and helping me out, just like hopefully I'm helping you guys out. And until then, I'm out of here.